We begin the current daf Maseches Brachos, daf Tezayin. We begin 5 lines from the top of the Amud, and the Gemara finishes up explaining the previous Mishnah, which said Hakari l'mafrei lo yotza v'chulu, that whoever reads the Kriyat Shema out of sequence is not yotza, has to be in the correct order. However, the Gemara has this brings a story now related to sometimes one has to go backwards and repeat what was said before. Rabbami v'Rabasi have a kokatron le'gunon al Rabbi Elazar. One time, these two Amirom, Rabbami and Rabasi, they were fastening the canopy for Rabbi Elazar, who was a chassan, and they were tying his chuppah to prepare him for getting married to his wife. Amalahu, adahochi vahochi, ezlov eshma milsa de be medrasha, ve'ez ve'emilchu. So he told these two Amirom, who was helping him for his chuppah, says, you know, in the meantime that you're preparing my chuppah, let me go ahead to go to the base medrash, and I'll go ahead and I'll come back and I'll tell you something. A typical chassan, he didn't have, everyone was preparing everything else, and he had time. He says, let me go to the base medrash, learn, I'll come back and I'll tell you what I learned. He found a Tana who was teaching a certain halacha in front of Yechon, and he says as follows: if someone was reciting the Shema and he made a mistake and he doesn't know where the mistake was made, so then the halacha is Yach Silaroish. The Bach puts in those words, and that's what the halacha is. He should go back to the beginning. If he made a mistake in the middle of a chapter, Yach Silaroish, it goes back to the beginning of that chapter. So he knows, for example, that he started this chapter, but he doesn't know exactly where it was that he made the mistake. Therefore, he goes back to the beginning. If he made a mistake that he knows he finished the parasha, and he has to start another parasha, but he doesn't know which one he finished to start the next chapter, so then yachzer leperek rishon, he goes back to the first one. So, for example, he would start over v'hoi mishmaya. He knows he finished one chapter. He doesn't know if he's starting v'hoi mishmaya or v'yomer. He would go back to v'hoi mishmaya and not v'yomer. Ben chsiva lechsiva. If let's say he knows he said he has to say uchsavtam, but he doesn't know if he has to say the first uchsavtam or the second. He's not saying uchsavtam. He doesn't know, am I saying from v'hafta or am I saying from mishmaya? So then he goes back to the first time it said, which is in the parash of Shema and not v'hai mishmaya. So the Gemara says, however, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was telling the one who was telling these halachas, loyshanu elish le'pasach b'leman yibu yumeichem. That's only if he didn't start yet the words leman yibu yumeichem, which is right after the parasha of Ahoy Mishmaya, going into Vayomer. Ava pasach b'leman yibu yumeichem. But if he already started those words, sarche noked va'asi, he already adopted his habit, which is the person is accustomed to saying certain things, and sometimes by rote, which is not so good. But obviously, if he's saying those words, he was saying in the correct way as he always does, and therefore he can go back and just say l'man yibu yumeichem. He can know that he's really there, and he doesn't have to start over Ahoy Mishmaya. Taisus, interesting, says that regarding these halachas about you don't know where you made the mistake and you go back to the beginning, he's only saying that you don't know exactly where, but if you know a certain pasuk that you said or a certain word, then of course you would go back to that area and you don't have to go back to the beginning. So then Asav Amal Husay, the chassan came back and he told the two Amiram that were helping him build his chapa, he told them this halacha. Amrulay, so they told him, Ilu leibonu el lishmai debezedayenu. Had we not come just to hear this halacha from you, it would have been enough. Although obviously we were doing a big mitzvah, helping you for a chuppah, achnas eskala, if we would have just heard this halacha, it would have been great, because this is an unbelievable halacha to know that a person where he has to go back, and if he already started saying the words, he could be confident that he already said the words in the correct order. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah, continuing on the halachas of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, specifically regarding the chiyuv of having kavana when one says the parashiyos of Shema. So the Mishnah begins, Ho'umnin karin b'roisha ilan u'b'roisha nadbach. The workers, they could recite the Kriyat Shema when they're on top of the tree working, and similarly on top of a wall of stones, and that is they're busy working, either again on the tree or on the stones, and the Zman of Kriyat Shema comes, so then they can recite it right away over there, they can stay where they are and just say Shema. However, the Mishnah continues, Masha'in and Rishon and Lassus came to what they're not allowed to do when it comes to Amidah, to the Shemayin Esrei. And that's because it's called Tzloisa Rachmehi, the Gemara says. That Tvila is Rachmanis, and you need to have Kavana when you're beseeching, you're being Oymid Levnei HaMelech. Therefore, you cannot be Mispa'al Shemayin Esrei when you're on the top of the tree, on the top of the wall of stones, because the person's afraid that he might fall, and therefore you can only stand there through Alideh HaTzchak. And since he's afraid that he's going to fall, he's not going to be able to have total kavana. That's why for Shemayin Esrei, which requires more kavana, you can't be there. But for Shema, it's enough, and you could say it even if on top of the tree or on top of the walls. Now the Mishnah continues regarding a different halacha regarding Kriyat Shema. And it's chasen pata mi Kriyat Shema layla harishayna v'ad matza Shabbos im lo yasa ma'isa. The chasen, a groom, is he's potter from the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema the first night when he gets married until matza Shabbos, if he yet didn't do the act of intercourse. Umaisa Rebbe Gamliel, Shanasi Isha Bakar Laila Rishayna, once was an incident that Rebbe Gamliel got married to a woman and he said Kriyat Shema the first night. Amarloi Talmidav, where his students told him, Lamadatein Rabbeinu, Shechasa Patim Krishma, you told us that a chasin is Patim Krishma, what are you doing saying Krishma? I'm not going to listen to you to take away from me accepting the yoke of heaven, even for one moment. And therefore, although chasin is pater, I'm going to say kriyishma. Tosis does explain, as the Gemara asks many places, Maisa Lister, what is it, bring a story that's contradicting the halachas? Tosis says, no. It's telling you that if you're a great person and you're confident that you could have kavana, and whoever is fitting to take the little as Hashem, then he has the permission to do that, and that's what, it wasn't a contradiction, rather it's saying if you're on that madrega, then you could go ahead and say kriyishma even the first night, even when you're chasin and you're torahed in the mitzvah of peribriyavya. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Tan Rabban, Ha'umnin Kairin Bereisha Ilon or Bereisha Nadbach. We said that the workers, they could recite Krishma even on top of the tree or on top of the stone, the wall of stones. Umispalin Bereisha Zayis Bereisha Tein. And they could even daven Shmoyne Esrei on top of the olive tree and the top of a fig tree. And the reason is, when they're working over there on these trees, since the branches are very broad and very ornate in that it's very, there's a lot of them, a lot of the branches, you could stand there even without difficulty, and therefore there's no fear of falling. So therefore you could even daven Shemayin Esri on the top. But by the other trees, like as we learned in the Mishnah, there you cannot daven Shemayin Esri. And that's what it continues, Rishar Kali Lonois, Yoridim Lamatim Espan. But the other trees, a person has to come down and daven Shemayin Esri. However, Ubalabayis, Benkach Ubenkach, Yorid Lamatim Espan. However, a person that's self-employed, he himself, either way, he has to come down to daven Shemayin Esrei. In other words, whether it be a fig tree, whether it be other trees, doesn't make a difference. He has to come down because he's not meshubed l'malacha. He's not indebted to work. He's not an employee for someone else. Therefore, since he's in his own property, then we mechayev him to come down to say Shemayin Esrei. And that's what it continues. L'fi she'in daitim yishevus lab, since he's afraid of falling. And although we were makel by workers because of the bitl malacha that the employer is going to lose out from the working, so therefore we said as long as it's a fig tree, a tree that has many branches, he's not so afraid to fall. However, for someone that's a baal bais, he says he works for himself, we weren't makel, and therefore he has to come down even if it's a fig tree. So now the Gemara asks, L'rami le'rav mori b'rei de'bas shmuel le'rava. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'umnin karin b'rei she'ilon b'rei she'nadvach, that the workers, they can recite Krishma whether on top of the tree, whether on the top of the stone walls, and that's even when they're working. So obviously we see that a person does not need kavana. Alma loy boy kavana. So obviously with Krishma, you don't have to have kavana because you could continue working on top of the tree. Vermini, but it seems to be a contradiction. We learned Hakara Shema, Tzorch She'chavnes Libe, someone that says Shema, he has to have kavana. Shenema Shema Yisrael. Ulohalnu Oimer, Haski Su Shema Yisrael. It says in the pasuk by Shema, it says, "Hear Israel." And the different pasuk says, "Pay attention and hear Klal Yisrael." And that is, we compare the two Shema Yisraels. Malahal and Bahaskis, Avkan Bahaskis. Just like over there, you have to pay attention. Also over here, you have to pay attention. So how can you say that you can continue working as an Amishnah and you don't have to have kavana? We see that it says you have to have kavana. Haskis Shema Yisrael. So Ishtak, he was quiet. He didn't know how to resolve the contradiction. So Amalei Midish Milach Basar. He asked him back the questioner, "Did you hear anything about this? How to resolve this?" So Amalei Hochi Yom Rav Sheshet said as follows: "Vuhu shebetelin mimalach don mekarin." This that we gave the head of our Mishnah is that you could be bottled from your malacha and tarir. In other words, you do need to have a certain modicum of kavana. And this that we say you can stay on the tree is not that you continue working and stay on the tree, but rather that you have to stop working and then you could say Shema, but you don't have to come down. However, the Gemara asks, "Vatanya Beis Hill Oimrim Iskim Bemalachta Mekar." It's not true. We have specifically Beis Hill says explicit that you can work in, you could continue working and say Krishma, not like we just answered. We tried resolving the contradiction that is talking about that. Of course, you have to have kavana. We just don't have to come down, but you cannot continue working and say Shema at the same time. But it seems clear from Beis Hill that you could continue working and say Krishma. So Gemara says no. The Gemara qualifies it. Loi Kasha Habeperek Rishon Habeperek Sheni. This that it says that you have to be mevatlam from the malacha and to read it, to say with kavana, is talking about the first parak, the parsha of Shema, that has to have kavana. This that Beis Hillel said you continue working and doing your things at the same time that you're saying is talking about from v'hoim shemoya and on. Tosis says, however, Tosis says even clearer that the halacha is, as we bring in Daf Yud Gimel, that this that says the parak rishon is not even the whole parak rishon, really it's the pasuk rishon labad, the first pasuk of Shema, and that's the halacha, according to Tosis, that you only have to have kavana by the first pasuk, and that's what it means when it says the parak rishon. So we have from this Gemara, we see that workers, poyalim, regarding kriyishma, from our Mishnah, we see that the heter, bereisha ilan, that you can be on top of a tree, is dafka when they're bottom of lachtan. They can't be working and knocking in the nails at the same time when they're saying Shema Yisrael. You have to stop. However, regarding the second peg, from at least from Vahayim Shemaya and on, so then even when he's working, according to Basil, you could say Vahayim Shemaya, you could be knocking in the nail at the same time that you're saying Vahayim Shemaya. Now the Gemara continues with this similar theme. Tan Rabban. The workers that were working, doing their work by someone, by an employer, carrying kriyishma, they have the chiv to recite kriyishma. Although again, they're indebted and every moment has to be used towards their employer's tasks. However, there is a chiv of kriyishma which comes, and they say the brachas birchas kriyishma before and after. They obviously have to eat breakfast or lunch, so they eat their bread and they make a bracha before eating it and after eating it. And they say the Amida, they say Shemanese. However, they cannot be the Shliach Tzibur, they can't go in front of the Teva because they're not allowed to be Mavata from the Malacha, and therefore being the Shatz, since there's a lot of time that it takes to be the Shatz, he's not allowed to do that. And Ve'ein Nosin Kapeim, they can't do Nesias Kapeim. Again, these things take more time than what's necessary for the minimum of davening, and therefore, because they're indebted to their employer, they're not allowed to. So that's what it says. However, the Gemara asks, V'hatanya, but we learned in a different braisa, Me'ein Yod Ches, that he can't even say the whole Shemayin Esrei. He says in the bridge version of Shemayin Esrei. How do we resolve these two halachas? So they say the whole Shemayin Esrei or only Me'ein Yod Ches? Rav Sheshes Lo Kasha, Harem Gamliel, Harem Bishua. This that we said, that he says the whole Shemayin Esrei, that goes according to Rav Gamliel. This that we say, you only say in the bridge version, that goes according to Rav Yeshua, that he says the tefillah of Havineinu Ladastra Achecha, which it takes all 11 brachas in the middle and puts it into one bracha, and you have the three brachas in the beginning and the three brachas at the end. And therefore, that's how we resolve the contradiction. This is machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua in Perek Tvelos Ashach and Tafchav Chesma Beis. Rav Gamliel says that every single day a person makes 18 brachas. Rav Yeshua said every single day, you don't even say Shemoneh Esrei. Every single day during the weekday, you say Me'ein Yud Ches, you only say in the bridge version. And that's why, how we resolve the contradiction. The one that says Me'ein Yud Ches is going like Rav Yeshua. And the one that says Yud Ches, Rav Gamliel. So the Gemara asks, Iri Yeshua, my Iri Poyala, my fellow called Nami. If it's going according to Yeshua, why do you have to pick workers? Every single person healed never says a full Shemoneh Esrei. You always say, every single person says just in the bridge version. So why would we pick a worker? So the Gemara answers correct. Eli'id v'idi Rav Gamliel, they're both Rav Gamliel, and generally a regular person says the full Shemoneh Esrei. So why is it that one place says that the worker says the full and one place says he says a bridge? Loi kasha. Kan ba'isen b'scharan, kan ba'isen b'sudasan. This, that when we say that you only see in the bridge version of Shemayin Esrei, that's talking about when you're working for pay. And this, that it says that you say, the full Shemayin Esrei is talking about that you're not getting paid, you're just getting a meal out of it. And therefore, when you're working for pay, besides the meal that you're getting for, they give out free lunch, so then you have to work quickly, and therefore you only say in the bridge version. But when you're getting just a meal, and therefore that is something that the employer is not paying you that much, you're only getting a meal out of it. And therefore, there we allowed you to say the full Shemayin Esrei. And now the Gemara will prove this idea that there's a difference between what type of worker it is, if it's a worker that makes money out of it, that gets paid in cash, or a worker that gets just a meal out of it. V'hatanya, and then we learned similarly in the Braisa. We learned, ha-poyelim shoy oisim malacha itzal balabais. You have a worker that's employed by his employer. Karin kriyishma misbalan, so he says kriyishma and he daven shmein esrei. V'oichlam pitan, and they eat their bread. But he does not make a bracha of hamitzi lechem anoretz before he eats the bread. And that is because that's not midairaisa. Ava mavarchan lachareh ashtayim, but he makes two brachas of birchas hamazon afterwards because that's midat Torah. As it says, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, that's a chiv midairaisa to say birchas hamazon. So Kate said, well, how do you have just two brachas? We know birchas hamazon is at least three brachas. So he says, bracha rishon kitikuna. You make the first bracha azan zakol as it's usually said. Shnia, but the second bracha, Pesach beberchas haaretz, you begin with Noyid Lecha, which talks about the bracha thanking Hashem for the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'koylelin b'ayin Yerushalayim beberchas haaretz, and we include the third bracha of b'ayin Yerushalayim into the second bracha. And therefore, they're all, since there's a similarity between Eretz Yisrael, obviously, and the building of Yerushalayim, because they both talk about the element of Eretz Yisrael, therefore we included that into one bracha. So Taisa says, although they are midairaisa, the third bracha, so how can we have, they're putting it into only two brachas? So he says, there's a koyach in the Yad Chacham to uproot something in the Torah, and that is since they're Torah and they're working for their employer, the Chacham did that, and they made it that it's only two brachas instead of at least three brachas. However, it continues, b'medim l'amurim b'isin b'scharan. This only if they're making pay for it. And that's more chamer, as we mentioned before. And that's where we said you have to say only in the bridge version of Shemayin Esay. But if they're only getting a meal out of it, or if the employer himself was sitting together with them, then the halacha is, then you make the regular brachas, you make a regular berachas hamazon. And that's similar to the idea how we saw that there's a difference between what type of employer you are. If you're an employer that gets paid, or your employer that only gets a meal out of it, and therefore the more chamer the good one is the one that has to, that gets paid for it, and he has to work quicker, and that's why we have more machmer with it. Now the Gemara goes back to the topic of the Mishnah that said, a chassan pater mikriyishma. The chassan is pater from kriyishma up until Matzah Shabbos or until that he's mekayim his chiv. So the Gemara wants to get the source for this. Where do we see this? Tanya Rabban, say in the parashas of kriyishma, b'shivduch b'beisecha, that you have to say it when you're sitting in your house. So the drush is, prat lo isik b'mitzah, this comes to exclude someone that's isik b'mitzah, and this we already explained this Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. That is, it's only when you're busy with your things, your sittings in your house. But if it's Hashem's sitting, so to speak, you're doing what he needs from you to do, you're doing a mitzvah, then you're excluded. When you're going on the way, that's prat l'chassan, that excludes the chassan. As the Gemara over there said, that you need a special meal for a chassan, because a chassan is not busy doing an action of mitzvah. Rather, it's the thought process that he's busy with. Therefore, we need a special limud, that it's only when you're going on your way for your things. But if you're on the path for Hashem's things, then you're excluded, and that's what includes a chassan who is busy with the mitzvah peri river. So therefore, mikan number from here we said, akoynes is a psula, pater, someone that marries a virgin is pater from kriyishma, but salmona chayiv, but salmona is chayiv. So Gemara asks, my master, where do we see from here to exclude a chassan? So amar apaba ki derech, because it's like a derech, like a path. The ma derech rishus, avochanam rishus, just like when someone, that a path is voluntary, it's something that's, it's permissible, it's not something you have to go on. So therefore here also it's talking about someone that was going on Rishus, and then he's chayav in Kriyishma, but if he was going for someone that's a chiv, for example, a mitzvah Hashem, then he's pater from Kriyishma. So the Gemara asks, Mila skin the cause of the mitzvah, how do we know that derech means Rishus? Maybe v'lech l'chavadech, the one that was going on the path was going to do a mitzvah. And still the Torah says he has to say Kriyishma. So Gemara answers him, kein lemakro b'leches. Then the Torah should have said, "Ubaleches baderech," when you're going on the road. My balech decha. What does it mean? You're going. Shema mina baleches di dachu de mechayves. It's saying that it's your goings that are chayiv in kriyishma. How the mitzvah batiris. But if you're doing Hashem's goings, you're doing a mitzvah. Then you're potter from kriyishma, and then you're potter, and you don't have to say like the klal goes, "Oisu mitzvah potter mitzvah." Now we continue on to Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Ihachi," if that's the case, that because you're busy with a mitzvah, that's why you put from Kriyish. My area, kindness is a psula. Why only did we say if you marry a virgin, you're pater? I feel a kindness almana nami. Even if you marry almana, a widow, you should also be pater because you're oisik in the mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah, even if she's a widow, to do the mitzvah per b'rivya. So Gemara answers because we need two components. Hacha tarid v'hacha loy tarid. Here, by the psula, he's preoccupied. V'hacha loy tarid, but here with an almana who's already experienced, he's not so preoccupied. So then the Gemara asks, Imishim Tirda, if that's the qualifying factor that it's because of Tirda that you're preoccupied, even if a ship sinks in the ocean, you should also be potter because there you're obviously tarred also. Why did Rav say that a mourner is chayv in all the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, even though he's obviously tarred? And that only excludes tefillin because it says the glory regarding tefillin. That says that to don your glory upon yourself, etc. That refers to the tefillin, as the Gemara Daf Yud Alef talks about. So there, why was the oval chayiv in kriyishma? Why someone that his ship sinks in kriyishma? They're both tarid. So the Gemara answers, as we said, that you need to have both. You need to have the fact that it's a mitzvah and a tirda. So therefore, by the ship sinking and by the oval, that's voluntary tirdas, that they're obviously they don't have to be tarred. Versus here where the person has to be tarred because he's marrying the basula and he's busy figuring out how to do the mitzvah properly. So since it's a tirda and it's a mitzvah, then you're going to be pata versus almana. Obviously it's a mitzvah, but it's not tirda. So you need to have both components. Now the Mishnah, we go continue on to the next Mishnah that says a similar theme to the previous Mishnah that Reb Gamliel was not like the rest of the world, as the Mishnah says. Continuing from the previous Mishnah, Rochatz Laila Harisha in Shemesa Ishta. Reb Gamliel took a shower the first night after his wife passed away. In other words, she was buried that day. And even though an oval is also berachitz, he's not allowed to wash himself. He washed himself. As he says, the reason is because he's an istinus, as the Mishnah says. Amalai Talmidav Lamadatenu Rabbeinu, you taught us she'aval asalercha, a mourner is forbidden from taking a shower. Amalahem, ain't nikashar b'nei adam, I'm not like other people, istinis nani, I'm an istinis. And that is, istinis is someone that's more delicate, and that is Rabbi Gamliel had that element to him. So therefore, as Tois explains, there's a tsar for such a person that doesn't take a shower. And the whole issa of rechitza, when a person is a mourner, is only because of tining of pleasure. And same thing goes with shampooing one's hair. If there's different things stuck in the hair, if there's lice or whatever, then of course it's permitted to wash it out. It's only because a person takes a shower for pleasure. That's also, but that's an istness that he's more delicate. It wasn't for pleasure, it was just to take away the tzar. Another element that Rabbi Gamliel was different than other people, ukshemes tavi avdoi, kibul lav tanchumen, when his slave Tavi died, passed away, so then he accepted on him condolences. Amaloi Tamidov, so students told him, Lamadatein Rabbeinu, She'ein Mekabim Tanchumen, Alavad, you said that you don't accept condolences on the slave. How are you doing that? Amalahem, Ain't Tavi Avdi, Kashar Kalavad, he said a similar type of response. He says, my slave Tavi is not like the other slave, Kashahaya. He was a very upstanding individual, and therefore it was fitting for me to be Mekabim Tanchumen on the passing of such a slave. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah continues to the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was regarding a chasn and kriyishma. Chasn writes a licorice kriyishma leila harishon kara. The chasn, if he wants to say kriyishma the first night, he can, as we saw Neil did that. It's just that most of them, and that he's potter because most people cannot have the proper kavan. However, mishum gamliel leimer, no. Not everyone who wants to take the name can take it. In other words, it's a sign of gaiva for someone to say kriyishma when he's really can't have so much kavan. He's saying, no, I am, I could have kavan. And therefore, not everyone could do that, and it's not proper to do that unless you're on the madriga of like his father, Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Paiskim do say that today, the halacha is that everyone is chayef to say krishma, even the night of ischasna, because we're not machavan anyways. We don't have the proper kavana, and whatever element of kavan we do have, we can have even the night of ischasna. So now the Gemara asks on the element of taking a shower regarding an oval, my time the Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara asks, what is the reason of Rabbi Gamliel? How is it that he allowed himself to take a shower if it's an iser to do that, even if he's an isness? So the Gemara says, "Ksaver aninus leila drabon." He held that the aninus of the night is midrabanan, and although it says in the pasuk the chsiv achrisa kiyoy mar that its end is like a bitter day, and therefore it would seem to be aser. However, ubamakim istinus legozer berabanan, in the place of an istinus, since this is only an iser drabanan, drabanan had the ability to say that we're not asering it, but makim of an istinus, as Chazal do many times, and b'makim tsar they weren't gozer. So Rashi explains that although the night of the day when the person is of the death, it says in the Torah, aninus, that is, lo yachalti ba'oinim mimenu, the pasuk in Devarim says, there's an issur, certain isurim, certain elements that are there by an oinin, which is on the day that a person dies. Less than one day, there's no aninus. The Rabbanon learn out from the pasuk v'achritza kiyomar, this idea that there's aninus for that day. So Gamliel holds that the night following that day is not part of that, and therefore there's no aninus that night. It's only with the Rabbanon, like the other days of the Avelis. And therefore, by an istinus, the Rabbanon would not gozer. And Rashi says that this is machlokes tanoim in Masechet Zvachim da Tzadites, whether the aninus of the night, which is the night following the day of the person's patira, if that's midaraisim the Rabbanon. So since he held this only with the Rabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon were able to qualify that iser and say that for an istinus, for someone that has tsar, there's no iser. Now the Gemara continues on to the next theme of the Mishnah that said, "Ukeshmeis Tavi Avdoi," when his slave Tavi died, then he was mekabel on tanchumen. However, for regular eved, there's an issur to mekabel tanchumen. Turn abanan, avodim u'shvachis in imd malein b'shura. Regarding slaves and slave women, we do not stand on them for a shura, and that is when the mourners come back from the Beis HaKfaris, from the cemetery, they would make rows around the oval, and they would be menachem him. And the halacha is that you can't have a shura, a row, less than 10 people. So for Eved and the Shivcha, you don't make a shura. Ve'ein oimim aleim birchas aveilim, and we don't make on them the bracha of aveilim, which is the bracha that's made in the street, that they give the first meal for the oval from other people there in the street. And they would make a certain bracha called birchas aveilim, and it's the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Ches speaks about this bracha. So we don't do the birchas aveilim in the street for an Eved and a Shivcha that passed away. And similarly, we don't do tanchumi aveilim, we don't say hamoki minachem, we don't do that for an Eved and a Shivcha. So the Gemara says, Maiso Mesa Shivchasa Shabbal Yaza. One time, it happened that the slave woman of Rebbe Eliezer passed away. Nichnasu tamidav lenachmei. So students came to console him because obviously she was an integral part of their family. Kivin shiro oisam olalali. When he saw them coming, he went up to the second floor. Volo achrab, and they went after him. So nichnas lan pilon. So he went up to the anteroom. And that is a small little room that's in front of the main hall. Nichnasu achrav, they went after him. So he went to the next room. Nichnas latraklin, he went to the main room. Nichnasu achrav, they went after him. Amalhem, he told them, kimedumani, it seems to me, sha'atim nichvim apayshim, that you get burnt with warm water. Which is, I thought that you would understand with the hints that I was giving you, that you saw I was leaving, that you would get the hint to say, go away, that I don't want you to be menachemi because it's aser. Now I see that not only are you not getting burnt with warm water, you're not even getting burnt with really hot water. How can you not understand what I was trying to tell you? Didn't I teach you? For slaves and slave women, we don't make a shura for them. We don't have the row coming back from the basic forest. We don't make the berchaz aveil. We don't say hamokim menachem. So what are you doing? Why are you chasing me to be menachemi when I told you already that that is awesome? However, what do you say regarding the loss of a slave woman or a slave? It's the same thing that you tell a person when he loses his ox or his donkey that they die, which is replace for you your loss. Same thing we say for an eved and a shivcha. Hashem should replace your loss. And that's what we tell you by tell a person when he loses something of worth. We say Hamokim Yimalalach Chesroincha. Gemara continues similarly. Tanya Idach Avod Meshvaches In Maspid Naisei. Similarly, we don't make a hes. We don't say a eulogy for an Eved Neshevcha. Rabbi Yosi Aimer Im Eved Kasher Hu Aimer Malav. But Rabbi Yosi says if he is a Eved Kasher, similar to Tavi Avdo Yavim Lil, you say about him as follows. Hoy ish toivenem, and woe for the good man, the trustworthy man, the nenem yegiyu, he had pleasure from his hard work. And that you're allowed to say on the Eved. So Amruloi, they told him, imkein mahanach l'ksheim. If that's what you could say about an Eved, what did you leave for proper people? This is the biggest praise. Yegiyu kapoi, ish toivenemon. In other words, they were telling him, you can't even say that because that's something you say for regular people. So now the Gemara brings two brises which are related to this topic that we're talking about regarding Avodim. Tan Rabban. In Karin Avos El Lishleisha, we don't call Avos, which are called our Avos, for Klal Yisrael, only three, which are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which means excluding the Shvatim, they're not called the Avos. The In Karin Imois El Arba, we don't call our mothers, only four, which is Sar, Rivka, Rachab, Leah. So the Gemara asks, Avos my time, what's the reason that the Avos are only them? What does it mean that they're called the Avos? If you say the reason why we don't call the Shvatim our Avos, because we don't know which one's our father, if we come from Reuben or from Shimon. If that would be the case, so we couldn't even call our Rachel and Leah our Imahis, because we don't know if we come from Rachel or from Leah, from whichever we come from. So that's not the reason. Rather, the idea about calling the only Avram Yitzchak Yaakov the Yavis and Rachel, Rivka, Leah, and Sarah the Yimois is El Ad Hochi Chashivi Tvele Chashivi. Up until them, they're Chashiv. In other words, there's like Avis, Machlal Dekatoldis, Mais Avis, Simlaban. These things are only from our Avis and from Yimois. Further on, it doesn't have the same Chashivis. And that's why we mean when we say only they are called Avis and Yimois. Tanya Ida, we'll learn another Braisa. Avodim Shvachis. We don't call a slave and a slave woman, we don't call them an honorific, a lashon chashivus, which is abba plaini, ima plaini. They would call, like just like we call Mr. and Mrs., they used to use abba and ima. We're not talking about children, rather talking about other people would call, like Rashi says, mar plaini, marat plainis. So too, in those days, they would call abba, like abba chayim and ima rochel, that's what they would use. You can't use that honorific for a slave. However, however, from the slaves of the house of Rabbi Gamliel, they would call Abba Plain and Ima Plainis. So the Gemara asks, Maisa Lister, is that bring a story to contradict? We just said that you don't. Now you're saying that we do? The Gemara answers, no, they were different. Mishum the Chashivi, they were Chashiv, because the house of Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and therefore we were allowed to call Abba and Ima. Now the Gemara goes back to the topic of our parak, which is the topic of Kriyishma. Omer Belaza, my dechsev, what does this mean that it says in the Pasuk, Kina v'rechecha v'chaye, thus I will bless you all the days of my life, b'shimcha esa kapi, and with your name I will lift up my hands. What does that mean? So Rebbe Elazar says, Kina v'rechecha v'chaye, thus I will bless you all my life. This means regarding Torah, zu kriyishma. And Bechayoi is always an element of Torah, and that refers to Kriyishma. Beshimcha Esther Kapi, with your name I will lift up my hands. And Nesiyas Kapayim is always an element of Zu Tfilah, that refers to Tfilah. So Vim Oisikain, and therefore if you do Kriyishma and Tfilah, Allah Akasavayim, that's where the Pasuk ends and says, Oimer, Kamoichele Vedeshin Tisbanavshi, that as with fat and with abundance, my soul will be sated. And Marsha says that's an element of karbonis, that's chayla v'deshin, these are different things that brought on carbon. So if someone says kriya shema and tefillah, it's as if he brought karbonis. V'loy oida, not only that, if you say kriya shema and you daven shmein esay, elash noichel shnei lamim, rather you even inherit the two worlds, so oil mazeh, v'oil mabo. Shenem, as it says at the end of that pasuk, v'svasai renonois, that with joyous language, yehal pi, my mouth will say praise. And that is the Lashon Renonos is plural, that refers to the two things of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. That is, he will be Noichel, the two worlds of Oil Mazeh and Oil Mahabo. So now the Gemara continues with the idea about Altas Tefillah Chikfalik. It says in the Mishnah Avos that Tefillah should be something that comes from the person he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship. It's not just saying a dogmatic phrases, a nusach. Rather, we bring many different things that the Talmid HaChachamim would say after they finish their davening to, so to speak, a personal plea, a personal supplication. And the Gemara brings from many different Talmid HaChachamim, and it begins as follows. Rabbi Elazar, Basa Demaisa Tzluse, Amahachir. Rabbi Elazar, after he finished Shemayin Esa, he would say the following tefillah. Yiratzim Lefanecha Hashem Elikeinu, should be the will in front of you, Hashem our God. Shetishkin B'pareinu Ahava Ve'achva V'shalom Reis, that you should settle among us in our lots, should be love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. And you should make it bigger, our boundary with students. And you should prosper our ends, should be our future, should be with hope. You should put our chelik in Gan Eden. And you should establish us with a good friend, with a good inclination in your world. We should get up. We should wake up and find that we're yearning with our hearts to fear your name. And that is that the Yitzhahara should not overpower the individual with bad thoughts from Hihuri Halayla, from the night, to stray from after you during the day. Rather, when we get up in the morning, we should find that we can't wait. We're revved up and we can't wait to serve you. And it should come in front of you the fulfillment of our souls for good. A different nusach from a different Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan bossed the Messiah Tzluse Amahach. When he finished his davening, he would say as follows: Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem lekeinu. Should tatzitz beveshtein. You should gaze at our embarrassment. V'tabit b'rasein. You should behold our evil. And that is, you should know and you should give your heart about all the evil that comes upon us. V'tislabish brachamech. And therefore, you should clothe yourself with your mercy. V'tiskasa biuscha. And you should cover yourself with strength. And you should wrap yourself in your chassidus, in your kindness. And you should gird yourself with your graciousness. And you should come in front of you, that your midah of goodness and of humility. And these are the things, and therefore you should have rachmanis on us. So now the Gemara says different ones, and similar. Interesting, the Mefarshim say that each Talmid Chacham would say the tefillah regarding his personal life. And similarly, we find the next one, Reb Zeira, who was a Makarev, he was involved helping other people. So therefore, he said uniquely to his station in life. The Basa, the Messiah, Tzluse, Amahach, after he finished his Shema Nesa, he said as follows. That we shouldn't sin. And that is since he was involved with people of lower stature. We shouldn't be ashamed and disgraced from our forefathers, that I shouldn't be caught up in things which are not fitting. Reb Chia, who was a Marbitz Torah, he was a disseminator of Torah. He said, related to his thing. After he davened, he said as follows. Let Torah be our preoccupation. His whole thing was Torah. And the heart should not be pained. And the eye should not become darkened. In other words, from being able to see the light of Torah. Rav, Basad Sloise Omahachi. Rav, after he davened, he said as follows. He writes him lefanecha Hashem lekeinu shetitin lanu chayim aruchim, she give us long life, chayim shal shalom, life of peace, chayim shal toiva, a life of goodness, chayim shal bracha, a life of blessing, chayim shal panasa, a life of sustenance, of a panasa, of a job, Chaim Shachil Tzatzamos, a life of a strengthening of the bones. Chaim Sheish Bem Yiras Chet, a life of the fear of sin. Chaim Sheim Bem Busha Chlim, a life that there is no embarrassment and disgrace. Chaim Shalei Shav Chabad, a life of wealth and honor. Chaim Shtei Vana Habas Torah Yerushimayim, a life that there is in it a love for Torah and a love for Yerushimayim, to fear heaven. Chaim Shetamal Alon is Kol Mishaz Leben LaTorah, a life that's filled all our requests from Hashem, all fulfilled for the goodness. And that is if people would recognize that that's the birchas we make on the Shabbos Rish Chodesh, when we bench Rish Chodesh, we say this nusach that he used to say every day after his Shemoneh Esrei. And that's what they say is Mishalos Lebein L'Toiva, that although sometimes we have Mishalos, we have requests that are not good, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mishalamit, he should answer it only for good. So it says Rebbe, who was an usher, he was a wealthy person, his request was related to his station. Basit Sloise, after he daven, Omer Hachi, he would say the following. Yeratzim L'fanecha Hashem L'keinu B'kevaseinu, Shetatzileinim Azipan, we should be safe from brazen individuals. And that is that they shouldn't start up with me. And that's because he was busy with all these people that were wealthy and bale gaiva. Azipanim, and from the trait of brazenness. That is, azipanim are brazen individuals. Azipanim is the actual trait he was asking Hashem to save him, that he shouldn't have that negative trait. Ma'adamra, from an evil person. Mipegara, from an evil occurrence. Miyetzara, from an evil inclination. Mechavara, from a bad friend. Mishachinra, from a bad neighbor. Misatan hamashchis, and from the satan that destroys. Midinkash, from a difficult judgment. Umibaldinkash, from a difficult litigant. Bainchu Vembris, whether he's a yid. Bainchain Vembris, whether he's not a yid. In other words, a person that does not have the bris mila. And this was the tefillah, this is the tefillah that we say every morning after Birchas HaShachar. And he said these things because he was involved with people that were difficult people, again, because of his stature and his wealth. However, the Gemara comments, V'avagav dekaimi ketzutzi alei ad Rebbe, and this is that although there were different, he had his bodyguards that were there with the commandment of Antoninus, that was the Caesar, to hit and to take revenge from anyone that was on top of him. In spite of that, still he said this tefillah because ultimately he knew it's not the bodyguards, it's not the Caesar, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that could protect him. Rav Safra, basad tzloisi amahachi, yiritzam lefanecha shamakenu, shetosim shalom, that you should place peace. And we continue on to the top of Daf Yud Zayin. You should put peace, but pamalia shamalia, in the assembly of above. In other words, the different sari hu'umais, these are the different angels that are from the different countries, from the different nations, that when they fight up there in Shemayim, then there's a fight here between the nations, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Oshav Lehilochim im Sar Paris, it says in Daniel, Perek Yud, that it's really what happens up there in Shemayim, so to speak, that when they fight, then it makes the fights here on earth. So he was first asking to make peace in the assembly of above. And then, Upamali Shemata, and the assembly here on earth, which he means, as Rashi explains, it refers to Chabur Sachacham, means whoever makes a difference, it means the Tamid HaChacham should have peace here. Obey not Tamidim Oiskim Mesir Sechem, between the students that learn your Torah, and that is Bein Oiskim Lishma, Bein Lishma, whether they're learning Torah Lishma, or whether it's Lishlai Lishma, and then he would end off, V'chalo Oiskim Shalai Lishma, and whoever is learning Torah Lishma, not for its pure sake, Yehiratzin Shi Oiskim Lishma, let it be your will that they should be Oisik Lishma, and that is, as we learned in a different place, that a person can be misbal even for another person's ruchnis. But what we see from our Gemara, from all these different Tamid HaChacham, is that a person should have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should ask, besides the nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made, and the Kadmonim, a person should have his own nusach after he davens, and to ask Hashem, so to speak, help him out, and actually talk to Hashem, and not just to repeat the words that were instituted by our Tamid HaChacham. Today we will be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Tes Zayin Maseches Brachos. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include the halachas of someone who forgets what he's up to in Krishma. Since Krishma is Deraisa, does he need to repeat the whole Shema or just return to back to the beginning of that parasha, plus other related halachas? During work, where one is being paid by the hour, how is one supposed to conduct himself when it's time to daven and to say Krishma? How much time is he allowed to take out in order to daven properly? Chazal exempt certain people from certain halachas because of the situation they find themselves to be in. For example, a chosn on the night of his wedding, or an oval the first day. However, the Mishnah will show Rabbi Gamliel, while teaching these halachas to his student, would not accept these exemptions in his own private life. It is customary to form two rows of 10 people at the end of a funeral, where the participants offer condolences to the yovel as he passes through between them on the way back from the burial. The Gemara will show how this and other similar customs are not to be done for a slave. The blot ends with a listing of numerous tefillas and tachnunim that the Chacham would say after Shemayna Esrei, many of which are well known and have been incorporated into our Siddur in various places. So let's review. Today's daf began with a story about Rebbe and Rebbasi, who were preparing the wedding of Rebbe Eliezer. While they were busy with the preparations, Rebbe Eliezer went to learn in the Beis Medrash. Later, when he returned, he told them of a brisa that had been taught that day. If someone was in the middle of saying Krishma, and he became confused as to where he's up to. If he's at least sure of which paragraph he was in, then he should return to the beginning of that paragraph. If he remembers that he was between paragraphs, then he should return to the beginning of the second paragraph of Vahayim Shemaya. Likewise, if he remembers that he had said the words Uchsavtem al Mezuzas Pesacha, which appear in both the first and the second paragraph of Krishma, but he can't remember which of them he was up to, then he should go back to the first one. Rabbi Yochanan added that if he already said Leman Yibu Yumeichem, which is at the end of the second paragraph, he does not need to go back because we say Sircha Nakit Vasi, he most likely said it out of habit. Upon hearing these words from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Amin Rav Asi replied, Ilu Leibanu Elishmaya Davazed Ayenu. It was worth coming just to hear these words. Rishonim debate what exactly Rabbi Yochanan meant by this. According to Rashi, he meant that even though usually, if you don't remember how far you got in a given parasha, you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha. However, if you remember that you said Leman Yibu Yumechem, then you can assume that you finished the rest of the Krishma. Since people are so fluent in the third parasha of Vayomer, we can assume that he also finished saying that parasha too. We then learned the next Mishnah, which discusses the problem of saying Krishma when one finds himself in a situation where it's difficult to concentrate. Zog the Mishnah. Ha'omnen koyim b'reisha ilan u'b'reisha nidbach. The Mishnah teaches us that laborers who are paid by the hour have a special dispensation to say Krishma even while perched on top of a tree or a wall, even though it might affect their ability to concentrate, since their time is not their own. The Chacham didn't want them to waste them climbing down. However, this leniency applies only to Krishma and not to Shemayna Esrei, since only the first pasuk requires kavana by Krishma, as will be discussed later, whereas for Shemayna Esrei, concentration is required, as Rashi explains, that tzlusa rachmehi ubayi kavana, that Shemayna Esrei requires concentration. And because of the fear of falling, he won't be able to concentrate. The Mishnah continues. A chassan on his wedding night is exempt from saying Krishma since he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of consummating the marriage. Therefore, he won't be able to focus and have proper kavana. The Mishnah then tells us that despite teaching this halacha to his students, Rabbi Gamliel insisted on saying Krishma on the night of his own wedding, explaining that he was not willing to give up the mitzvah of saying Krishma even once. And as Tosis explains, that Rabbi Gamliel knew that he would be able to focus and have proper kavana. The Gemara began by saying that although laborers are allowed to say Krishma while on top of a tree, they should nevertheless pause until after the first parasha of Krishma, which has to be said with concentration, as we learn from the words Haske Sushma Yisrael, pay attention and hear Yisrael. The Gemara then went on to show how there is a distinction between Oisin Bisharan, workers who are paid actual wages, and Oisin Besudasan, workers who are only provided with meals. Oisin Bisharan may only say Mi En Shemayin Esrei, a condensed version of Shemayin Esrei, as well as condensed version of Berchas Hamazon. On the other hand, Oisin Besudasan may interrupt their work to say the full versions of Berchas Hamazon and Shemayin Esrei, as well as Krishma with its brachas. Avo Ein Yarden Lefne Ateva Ve'ein Noisin Kapein. However, even they shouldn't say Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan's repetition of Shemayin Esrei, and also shouldn't duchen, that is, they shouldn't say the Birchas Kehanim, the blessing of the Kehanim. In the Mishnah we learned, Chosin Potem Krishma. The Gemara went on to explain that a Chosin is exempt from Krishma because of the principle of Isig B'mitzah, Potem B'mitzah. Someone who is occupied with one mitzvah is exempt from the other mitzvahs. Therefore, a Chosin who is preoccupied with one mitzvah is exempt from having to concentrate on saying Krishma. The Mishnah on Amud Beis told us of two other halachas Rabbi Gamliel felt that he's exempt from Avul Asr Lerchitz, but yet he bathed himself the night after his wife died, and Ein Makablin Tanchumin Alavadim, and yet he accepted Tanchumin for his slave Tavi. The Gemara explained that Rabbi Gamliel allowed himself to bathe the night after his wife died because he holds that Aninus Laila Drabbanim, that is, the status of Aninus, which is the state of being an Avul, whom the Torah forbids to eat Maaser Sheni and Kachim, does not extend past the first day. The night following is only Drabbanim. Therefore, he held the Isra of bathing, once past the first day, does not extend to an istinus, a very delicate person. As for his accepting Nichum Avelim for Tavi, although this is usually not allowed, as Taisus explains, because it might lead people to think that he was a full-fledged Jew, And this Gisa was permitted since Tavi Kasher Hay, Tavi was worthy because he was a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara adds that, in Umdim Aleim Beshura, we don't make set up rows of people to comfort the mourners after the funeral of a slave. And Ve'in Umrim Aleim Berchas Aveilim and Tanchume Aveilim. Also, we don't eulogize them. Biyasi said that if he was worthy, then we can at least eulogize him by saying that he was good and trustworthy and derived benefit from his own toil. But the Chacham disagrees, saying that if we allow that much hesped for Avadim, then imkin mahanachtu l'chsherim, there's nothing left to be reserved for regular Jews. The Gemara concludes this discussion by teaching us that we don't give Avadim and Shvachis the honorary titles of Abba and Ima. Having introduced the concept of Abba and Ima as an honorary title, the Gemara then goes on to quote from a braisa that says, in Kurin Avas el Shleisha, the Inkurin Imois el Arba, that the title Abba and Ima, in the sense of patriarchs and matriarchs of the Jewish people, are reserved strictly for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Towards the end of our Amid, the Gemara, continuing into Tamara's Daf, presented various Tanchumim petitions that the Chacham would say after Shemayna Esrei, many of which are well known and have been incorporated into our Siddur in various places.